Kathy Griffin claims she can't get coronavirus test in emergency room, blames Trump and Pence. By David Ng on March 26, 2020. Comedian Kathy Griffin claimed Wednesday that she cannot get a coronavirus test after being admitted to an emergency room for what she described as unbearably painful symptoms. The Hollywood star is blaming President Donald Trump, falsely claiming that he is lying about the increase in tests being performed in the U.S. Griffin snapped a selfie from her hospital bed and blamed her hardship on restrictions allegedly placed by the CDC, which she personally blamed on Vice President Mike Pence. "He's lying," she wrote, in reference to the president's earlier tweet in which he stated that the U.S. has significantly ramped up coronavirus testing. "I was sent to the #COVID-19 isolation ward room in a major hospital ER from a separate urgent care facility after showing unbearably painful symptoms. The hospital couldn't test me for #coronavirus because of CDC, Pence task force, restrictions." Griffin's claim about the president is false. President Trump's assertion that the U.S. has significantly increased COVID-19 testing has been backed up by Dr. Deborah Birx, who is the coordinator of the White House's coronavirus task force. "Probably by today, we will have done more tests than South Korea did in 8 weeks. In the last 8 days," Dr. Birx said during a Fox News town hall this week. "In the last 8 days, we've done more testing than South Korea." President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have stated repeatedly that people without symptoms should not be tested for coronavirus to prevent demand from overwhelming the healthcare system. Kathy Griffin has a history of verbally attacking President Trump and his family. She infamously posed with a mock decapitated head of the president in 2017. The gruesome photo led to her being fired from CNN as a co-host of the network's annual New Year's Eve bash. The comedian claims that she was put on a no-fly list for 2 months after the incident and was virtually blacklisted in Hollywood. But the following year, she was back at it, tweeting "fuck you" to First Lady Melania Trump and calling her a piece of shit. She also called Donald Trump Jr. and his girlfriend Kimberly Guilfoyle two assholes. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.